The separable soul. Since the swan moves in the three elements of earth, water and air, it has been traditionally associated with shape-shifting, especially in the form of a young woman. Tales of the animal wife as swan maiden occur universally, telling of a lover lost when she resumes her original form. Usually this is due to the lover breaking a taboo or committing a misdemeanour through a lack of communication, whereupon she disappears silently back into her supernatural life. Seepage. Like the memory of water, an interstitial filtrate between stones within speech. The weight of absence, of meaning implicit in these empty spaces. Reading you in, reading between the lines, absorbing small shocks of recognition that ripple back from some projected future conflux, sound patterns skimming the surface like the dreams of fish. My interoceptors resonant with vast electrical slippage down the sky, avalanches of invisible lightning, shifts in tectonic weather through which I strive to detect your undersong in each volution, involucre. To discover your cipher that I envisioned as underwriting the disjuncted chancel, this footprint of a drowned house, the seagrass meadows dotted with pulpy creatures reflecting a silvery and spangled radiance upwards. Threads of occluded syllables that bind me to the locale by strange and injurious ties dissolve to incoherence. Symbols like marks made by gulls in the sand. Exploring the contextures of this erotomania, a nail in the vertex, the exquisite salting of wounds. With each word I spoke, I was becoming less the person you imagined, a second biography encrypted beneath my skin. As if I had left my heart behind in the wrong place. As if my lungs were too low and that something was growing out of my sides. As if I were in a cave of unknowing. As if a distance could be measured between hollow and holy. As if my chest were full of tears. As if my bubble was slowly bursting. As if there were a need for a lighthouse so we knew where we were. As if the third star were missing and I found it at the bottom of the bed. As if a light spiralled upward and opened my head, the dandruff of old snapshots showering down. As if on your own you really do hear voices in the tide. As if I were so isolated I could have walked into the lake. As if water swallows light. As if a central sadness coalesced in the sternum, as if the lights were switched off when I was halfway up the stairs, as if I were trapped between white sheets, as if there was something lodged in my throat like chalcedony, as if the air had 12 edges, as if my head felt hot like a bird with high fever, as if a pain formed in my face in the shape of a bill, as if I were to start a soul journey of 1,001 days, as if while painting the ceiling white the marriage felt like a mourning, as if the moon had assumed the fullerene structure of consciousness, as if my cream silk clothes were covered in a huge clot of blood, as if a baby with bulging eyes were trying to suckle through its beak, as if I had broken an egg in my hand, a tiny white bird detached from its yolk, breathing, as if this brackish lagoon were lipped by languages I was reluctant to translate, as if in a dream subsisting on eelgrass among Siberian refugees, as if I were cutting apart two fish that were joined at the tails, as if a stigmatic inflorescence sprang from my right palm, as if there were a pulsating code at the base of the spine, as if white mucus dribbled from one nostril, as if a series of cuts had formed on the high arch of the palate, as if the Colles Feminus were coated in pearl, as if I woke with the scrape of feathers between my legs, as if I were laying on folded wings, straying into the fault zone, as westerly cliffs of shear evolve points of collapse. Your leave-taking abandoned me, poised on the brink of a conversation for which I now disremember the language. Scratches of light dissecting the ridge of corallian beds once formed in clear shallows. Suffering attrition. A trituration becoming trite, detritus fetched up by the overwash of storm surge, marine transgressions inventing, reinventing my somatology as the beach rolls slowly over itself, red and black chert, jasper, tourmalinized quartz. Locus of transitions, a constant state of mutagenesis, dialogue perpetually rehearsed but never spoken, tracing whole sentences on the roof of my mouth with my tongue, glossing over details that you will neither hear nor read. The inverse reflection of a tower cloud condensed in a drop of rain on a reed blade, a floating quill plastered to the smoothness of stone, defence posts of small bunting territories, the capriciousness of the revealed world. My cell plasma preserving, it once was said, a saline imprint of that original sea. All things tending towards solution. Tiny cuspate spits of gravel, limestone slab, shells, and a little sand. The residue be sparkled.